This is North Shore Today for Friday, July 29, 2022, brought to you by Moynihan Lumber. Mix of clouds and sun today, mid to upper 80s for high temperatures. Governor Charlie Baker signed a $52.7 billion budget yesterday. The new budget will boost spending on early education, health care, workforce development, transportation, and housing. Salem News State House reporter Christian Wade notes that Baker did hint at a possible tax rebate for state residents. The North Shore Career Center already has several locations on the North Shore, but Paul Layton reports in today's Salem News that the center is launching a Career Center to Go. The initiative will entail visiting 19 cities and towns in the area. There is a race for the Democratic nomination for Essex County Sheriff. Incumbent Kevin Coppinger is being challenged by Lynn social worker Virginia Lee. The two candidates recently held a debate in Rockport, and Ethan Foreman has details on that debate in today's Salem News. Gloucester's Sawyer Free Library has announced its trustees have secured a multi-year lease to move temporarily downtown during its upcoming $28 million renovation and expansion project. The library is planning to move to 21 Main Street, the former space of Cape Ann Cinema and Stage, this fall. The House of Seven Gables has launched an updated new website with additional graphics and touring information. The website can be found at sevengables.org. Check back to MSO News Sports throughout the day for news and sports updates. We welcome your feedback by using our email address, msonewsports@gmail.com. Sports with Bill Newell, next.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. Yes, we are a full-service lumber yard, but we also offer doors and windows and kitchen cabinets. Please visit us in Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire, or at moynihanlumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
MSO Sports. The Red Sox beat Cleveland 4-2 last night. The Brewers are in town this evening to start a three-game weekend series. The Navigators wrapped up their home schedule last night with a 5-3 win over Ocean State. The Navs are off today. Then they wrap up their regular season later this week with two road games. Gene DiPlacido of the Salem News is reporting today that Kyle Webster of St. John's Prep will continue his football career this fall at Union College. And Marblehead Race Week got underway yesterday and continues through Sunday. The sports desks are back. That means Nick and Nick with the Merrimack Valley Sports Desk and the North Shore Sports Desk will be posted later today on MSO News Sports. Along with Rick Moore, I'm Bill Newell. Thank you for joining us on North Shore Today.